You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials, and of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today I'm focusing on phrasal verbs again, and this week I want to focus on vocabulary related to work. I was looking around at some lists of phrasal verbs that are related to work, and there are lots. I have selected some that I think are important and put together a role play for you. I'm going to play the role play twice. After the first time, I'll discuss the most important language and then I'll play the role play again. In the Speaking Club lesson, there'll be a role play for you to do that will give you the chance to use this language to help you develop fluency. There's a link to the Speaking Club on the side of the page for this podcast. Let's get on with the role play.
It's really important that we can catch up like this every now and again.
Yes, there are a few things I'd like to go over. It's been a while since we had a catch-up meeting like this.
I'm sorry we've not been able to meet up and talk things over before now, but you know what it's been like. We've been so busy.
I know, we've been swamped.
Yeah, I think everyone has.
Actually, there is something I'd like to run by you.
Oh, yes?
At the last team meeting, there were a number of action points, and because of, well, everything that's been happening with COVID, I don't think anyone's really followed up on any of them.
Yeah, you're right. That's at the top of the agenda for the next team meeting.
Great. Are we going to meet up soon?
I've penciled in the 22nd, but I'm waiting on confirmation from a few people.
That will be really good.
There is something I could do with your help on.
Of course, if I can. Of course, if I can help.
I really need someone to look at the latest budget proposal and report back in the team meeting.
No problem, I'd be delighted.
Are you sure? I don't want you to take on too much.
How many phrasal verbs did you hear? There were 9 phrasal verbs that are commonly used at work and a few other pieces of vocabulary that might have been a bit tricky. I'm going to go through the language in the same order that it occurred in the dialogue and then I'll replay the dialogue so you can hear the language in context. In the first line, Frank said, "It's really important that we can catch up like this." To catch up means to talk with someone to find out all the latest news. If you're walking behind someone, you might have to walk fast to catch up with them. If you're behind the times, that is, you don't know the latest news or developments, then you need to talk to someone to catch up. If you miss a class at school, you might need to do some extra homework to catch up and be at the same level as everyone else in the class. In office situations, it's also used as a noun. Managers might organise catch-up meetings so that everyone in the team knows what's happening. In the second line, I said that there were a few things I'd like to go over. To go over something means to examine or discuss something in detail. When you have written a report at work, it's a good idea to go over it again and check for any typos or mistakes. If you want to go over something with somebody, then you want to talk about something. In the next line, Frank says he's sorry that we've not been able to meet up and talk things over. To meet up just means to meet. It implies a deliberate meeting. You don't usually meet up with people by accident. Normally, it's an arrangement. However, this is not a strong rule. If you meet up with someone, you do something with them. You wouldn't use meet up to talk about bumping into someone when you were just walking to the shops. To talk something over has a similar meaning to go over, but you talk something over with someone to find out their opinion. If someone asks to talk something over with you, it's not so they can find a solution or solve a problem, it's because they value your opinion. I said that I'd been swamped. This is quite a colourful piece of language that we use to say we've been really busy. We use the verb swamp to say there's too much of something. So, since I put the advert up for the job, I've been swamped by applications. If you use it in a more general sense, it just means you've had too much work on. I told Frank there was something I wanted to run by him. To run something by someone means to present something to someone for their opinion, and often, if you're at work, approval or permission. I have a new idea for an English lesson that I'd like to run by you. I might want your permission to make the lesson, or I might want your opinion. I used the Business English collocation action points. These are the things that people need to do following a meeting.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, if you have a meeting and agree to buy some paper, sell the computer, and send a letter to the bank, these are three action points that can be assigned to or given to people at the meeting. At the beginning of most meetings, you have to go over the action points from the last meeting. I said, I don't think anyone's really followed up on the action points. To follow up means to take further action. Usually, it's agreed what the action is. Perhaps it's to send an email or call someone to talk about something. For example, I got a sales inquiry from a company from Germany, but I never followed up, so nothing came of it. The next bit of vocabulary was the agenda. This is a list of things that you plan to talk about in a meeting. An agenda is an official plan, so you can have an agenda if you go on an organized tour. At work, we use the word to talk about the items that you need to talk about in a meeting. The different items you want to discuss in a meeting can be described as being on the agenda. When I asked Frank if there was a date for the next meeting, he said he'd penciled in the 22nd. If you say you have penciled in a plan, it means that the plan has not yet been confirmed. There is still a good chance that the plan will change. We say penciled in because you can use an eraser to rub out plans that have been made in pencil. I think that a long time ago, we may have used inked in to say that a plan was certain, but we only use the phrasal verb to pencil something in. Another piece of vocabulary to look at was the word proposal. I think the most famous use of proposal is when someone asks someone else to marry them. If you propose something, then it's like you're making an official suggestion or offer. A proposal at work is usually a document that includes one or more suggestions about some activity. Perhaps it's the way to spend a budget. Perhaps it's the way a budget is spent, or perhaps a company asks for proposals for a new service or some work they need to be done, and different companies can submit their proposals. Frank asked me to look at the proposal and report back. This means to tell everyone else in the meeting the most important information from the proposal. If you're asked to report back on something, that might mean to tell people in a meeting, or it might mean to write a short message with the important information and share it with your team. In the last line, Frank says he doesn't want me to take on too much. To take on means to accept a particular responsibility or job. So, if you're in a meeting and there are three action points, if you take on one of the action points, you're saying that you will be responsible for carrying out the action. I always take on too much at work because I hate saying no to people. There you have 9 phrasal verbs and 4 pieces of vocabulary. I want you to listen to the roleplay again to hear the language in context.
It's really important that we can catch up like this every now and again.
Yes, there are a few things I'd like to go over. It's been a while since we had a catch-up meeting like this.
I'm sorry we've not been able to meet up and talk things over before now, but you know what it's been like. We've been so busy.
I know, we've been swamped.
Yeah, I think everyone has.
Actually, there is something I'd like to run by you.
Oh, yes?
At the last team meeting, there were a number of action points, and because of, well, everything that's been happening with COVID, I don't think anyone's really followed up on any of them.
Yeah, you're right. That's at the top of the agenda for the next team meeting.
Great. Are we going to meet up soon?
I've penciled in the 22nd, but I'm waiting on confirmation from a few people.
That will be really good.
There is something I could do with your help on.
Of course, if I can. Of course, if I can help.
I really need someone to look at the latest budget proposal and report back in the team meeting.
No problem. I'd be delighted.
Are you sure? I don't want you to take on too much.
I hope you have enjoyed this lesson and find the language useful. There's an interactive activity on the page for this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk for you to practice using the language. If you want to practice it in a speaking activity, then check out the Speaking Club. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about, or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.